Declan Kearney is also saying in this Unfoblocked article, full fiscal powers should be transferred to the local executive. Now, you and I are going to have a bit of a pantomime here in this next question, because I'm going to point out to you that the Department of Finance say that we get nearly 10 billion pounds more a year than we raise in taxes. You're going to say to me that you...
The Department of Finance don't say that.
The Department of Finance do say that. You're going to dispute it, right? But do you have alternative figures? So how much more do we get?
Well, what we have is in the crazy system of government we have here, is the only people that the Treasury speak to are the Department of Finance. And the Treasury are very good at hiding and withholding figures. And what we operate on the basis, and economists have looked at this very hard, is on guesstimates on the terms of tax raised here, the level of corporation tax here, the profits that are raised here that are declared in London as the company headquarters are in London. And we have to make a guesstimate. But people estimate that it is in around 3 billion of a difference.
Right, so we're 3 billion more per year, according to you, from across the water.
No, according to economists.
Right, okay, according to economists.
Treasury don't give you accurate figures.
Right, so how are you going to bridge that gap? So you want full fiscal powers, so how would you bridge the 3 billion a year gap?
Well,
give us some confidence that Sinn Féin have an economic literacy this morning. Where would you get the 3 billion a year from?
Sorry, I mean, the question contains an insult, and I don't accept the insult. We put forward costed proposals in the South, which are now accepted. We're better proposed than the Irish government themselves have.
So if there's a £3 billion cut, you would either have to raise taxes or cut spending.
I just want to deal with that insult which you throw out and other people like Arlene Foster and others throw out about this economic literacy thing. We have proved time and time again our economic literacy.
So prove it this morning. Where would you get the £3 billion from?
We're arguing for, if you will allow me, without interruption, what we're arguing for is fiscal powers to affect our own economic recovery,
okay,
to have a full range of powers to investigate how we can progressively raise tax to allow us borrowing, which we don't have, to try and invest in infrastructure, to invest in recovery.
Okay.
The idea of cutting your way to an economic recovery,
right,
is internationally accepted as daft policy.
That's all great, Connor.
The London government are on,
okay,
and it's not a policy that we want to go there with. We also want to break down the barriers to trade across the island.
Great stuff.
Make sure we have a freer flow of trade.
Right, so you're trading more with the South, you're trading more wherever you're trading. With what you have said this morning, so the Department of Finance say we would be 10 billion a year short if you got your way, which is essentially full fiscal powers being transferred to the local executive. In other words, we don't have that 10 billion being given to us every year. You dispute that. You're telling us this morning, no, we would only be 3 billion short, according to economists. And I'm asking you today...
You're asking the question in the wrong context.
I'm not asking the question in the wrong context. I'm asking you to demonstrate
you
have an understanding of where you would get the 3 billion a year from.
Yes, and I'm telling you now that you're talking about the context of what we currently have by way of block grant, and if it was removed in the morning, then the difference in terms of the tax that comes out of this place and the revenue that flows from the north here back to the British Treasury, that is the difference. What I'm saying is that we progressively introduce our own ability, and any political party or any grouping, any institution that wants to have any sense of itself, wants to be able to affect economic recovery in the area that
you don't know, do you? You don't know.
I'm sorry, Stephen. I'm trying to explain it, and you know the tone is insulting. Continuously.
Well, you're being insulted. You've been insulted quite a few times by my question this morning, which is a completely reasonable question. Where are you getting the 3 billion a year from?
Let me explain it to you. You want, as you do in your type of program, a rabbit out of hat, simple answer. What I'm telling you is, economics are a much more complicated thing. What we want to do is progressively transfer economic powers here to be able to affect a better return in terms of taxation, so that we have more money in the economy, we have more growth in the economy. The policies that are currently followed by the British government are actually damaging economic recovery. If we have the ability to actually affect growth in our economy, then that creates wealth, which helps us to close that 3 billion gap.
So you're going to create £3 billion more a year by creating wealth?
That is effectively what we're trying to do. Are you saying that the island of Ireland is not economically sustainable?
I am asking.
There's enough resource and enough wealth and enough creativity if we have the economic tools in our hands, we believe, to be able to sustain this place.
Would you put up taxes to get the 3 billion a year?
We would look at all taxation issues. We have to have the power first to do to examine how we would use them and then try and use them progressively to try and create recovery, okay. create wealth, to be able to sustain ourselves. That's what nations do.
Okay, so Sinn Féin might put up taxes to get the $3 billion a year. We've established that this morning. So taxes might actually go up in Northern Ireland if Sinn Féin got their way. Might you cut public spending to get the $3 billion a year?
I'm not going to get into this now with you, Stephen, to be quite honest with you, because you're asking me to go down and go into a forensic detail on a set of policies when we don't even have the power to deliver them. And also, we have limited access to the information because it's held in the Department of Finance as to how these things can be used.
See, Conor, you get shirty with me this morning. You have cheap shots about what type of programme that is and what I'm looking for. And actually, what I'm doing here is
Have you got any politician on who has not got authority and power over these matters and asked them to go into forensic detail
It's not forensic detail.
You're asking me the levels of taxation, the levels of cut to public services, the levels of cut to public funding.
No. I'm asking for the actual principles.
If the Assembly has responsibility for economic policy and has none of the tools to deliver on economic...
See, Conor, I just want to further this with you.
If we want to have a sense of our ability to deliver for the people who elect us, then we should aspire and we should argue for more economic powers for the Assembly, for fiscal powers, to be able to deliver an economic recovery. What we currently have and the direction of travel that the British government are on has we simply become an outpost for Tory party policy.
And here's
that's what none of us, DUP, Sinn Féin and the other parties in the Assembly, none of us were elected to do that.
Here's the logic behind my question this morning. You're holding up fiscal independence as an alternative to austerity. You're saying, look, give us the full fiscal powers, transfer those powers to the local executive, and we will sort it out. That's the alternative to austerity.
We're not saying that's the only alternative.
Well, you're saying it's an alternative.
No, we're saying it's part of an alternative.
Okay, so it's part of an alternative. So what I'm doing this morning is trying to establish if you've thought it through. Someone in Sinn Féin has sat down and said, right, look, that 10 billion figure is nonsense. By the way, many would dispute that. It's 3 billion a year we're short. So before we give it out to the public that we want full fiscal powers, we need to have got someone into our party who can count this up, who can make sure that this is sustainable. And I'm asking you this morning, and you're calling it forensic detail. It's not forensic detail. You should be able to come on this morning and say, we've thought this through. We'd be 3 billion short, therefore we would put taxes up, we would cut public spending, we would do this, we would borrow more. None of it. All you do this morning is suggest that I'm being unfair.
No, I'm not suggesting you're being unfair. What I'm suggesting is you want a simple answer to a complex problem.
Well, give me the complicated answer then. Where would you get the 3 billion from?
Well, that's the simple question. So let me say it to you that what we aspire to do is to have more economic powers here to try and affect economic recovery here, which would be a slow process. We want to establish an all-Ireland economic approach in terms of the constitutional change we seek. So we don't seek to try and make Northern Ireland independently sustainable. But with your question you're posing is about an independently sustainable Northern Ireland, and I don't think that is possible. And that's why we also argue for constitutional change. And we think that an independent Ireland is economically sustainable if the right approach is made.
Okay.
And it's in that context that we ask for fiscal powers to be transferred so we can start to build an all-Ireland economy which makes this island an economic...
Okay, so I think I understand the logic of your argument there. Are you saying, therefore, that you don't think Northern Ireland is economically sustainable unless there is an all-Ireland? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but nobody thinks that.
And United Ireland?
Nobody thinks that Northern Ireland is economically sustainable. Even unionists don't think it's economically sustainable.
Okay, so...
No one has ever felt it was economically sustainable. So you're not asking for full
fiscal powers until there's a United Ireland, is that right?
I'm asking for a transfer of fiscal powers so we can start to affect economic recovery here in the context of an all-Ireland approach. We think that is a sustainable way of going forward.
Okay.
And in doing that we bring about, that's our project, that's always been our project, we've always been upfront about it. And I listened actually to some of your commentators yesterday speaking about the various failed experiments here, right through from, I think, the start of 1945. Well, the only experiment that hasn't been tried is unification. I think that... Okay. Time has come for that.
So the logic then, because you're asking for full fiscal powers...
I'm happy to debate with you, but I was told, because I was to go to a meeting at half nine...
Fair enough. That's fair enough. Can I ask one last question? That's fair enough. And sorry if we've kept you back. Yeah. The logic then is that if you're saying, look, that you want full fiscal powers now, but if you are conceding that Northern Ireland is not sustainable on its own, that you need a united Ireland to be economically sustainable, then logically what you're saying is that if you get full fiscal powers now, you would want Dublin to supply that $3 billion a year shortfall now until there's a united Ireland, wouldn't you? Where'd the $3 billion come from otherwise?
No, well, firstly, you have the cost of partition. You have the cost of duplication across this island. You need to measure what that is. You have two taxation systems, two currencies, two education systems, two health systems, the duplication and the waste that there is there. So the cost of partition is actually a significant cost to this island as a whole, and let's examine that and see what that releases in terms of savings. So there are possibilities in terms of doing that, but if we sit as simply an outpost with no hands on any economic levers at all, then all we become is a messenger boy for Tory government policy in London, and that's not what anybody in the executive was elected for.
Sorry for keeping you back from your meeting. Thanks a lot, Conor. Thank you.